every season brings highs.
I'm in my drop top, cruising the streets.
And lows.
No way, because I know one of you two assholes would have done the same thing that I just did.
Are you kidding me?
This trio always has eyes on the market in H-Town. It's time to buy or sell. It's stock up.
The arrow's pointed up.
Stock down.
They're selling, Mortimer.
On the Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Stock talk on the Drive. It's live and unsponsored. Any potential people who want to advertise out there, come join us. Right here.
Great
get
call.
In on some stocks, man.
Surge, Utopia, any of you.
But it is time for some stock talk on the Drive. And the Astros, they do encompass. They are encompassed in H-Town Sports, as you heard there from the big voice guy. In the open, we always keep an eye on everything going on. And then we talk some stocks. Astros, big win last night over the Yankee Turds. Yes, the Stros have been confirmed. They are still the daddy of them Yanks.
That was fun, wasn't it, T?
Gosh, man, it was such a good game.
Yeah.
That is one of the best weekday ball games I have watched in a minute. A
little back and forth with the Stros coming out on top.
Damn right.
Yeah, come on.
So, it's always fun whenever you get to quench your thirst with Yankee tears. And the Astros do that often. They are their daddy. We're talking Stros. We're on the show, Hughley. Stock down for you for the Houston Astros right now. We'll get to the ups and the positives in a bit.
Stock down for me, Christian Walker right now. And this is one of these situations where it's not just like in the last week, like
the Christian combo.
The last 2 months, I mean, he's been batting in the 8-hole, 7-hole sometimes. And now I still look at it and think, now come on. Cause I mean, it's not like this is a situation where Yuli is in his prime and in front of him, and Correa when he had to bat 6th or 7th. Kyle Tuck, no, this is late night Lamont Wade Jr. 3 spots ahead of him in the lineup, which feels aggressive. But his numbers have been awful. July, Clint, slash line. The entire month of July, 21 games, 208, 305, 389, 3 homers, 7 RBIs. And then in August, even worse, 196, 286, 321, 1 homer. It was a big homer, but 1 homer, 8 RBIs, 6 runs scored. He is really struggling. He got off to a really big start, but that is the last 2 months.
It's not ideal.
And to be honest with you, if you start stacking up some of his power numbers, he's still maybe just right behind your Don, which is really tough as well. But
so what you're telling me is the search for a hitting first baseman for the Astros rolls on.
Well, he's just fighting, man. I mean, he is. It's a tough watch. He's gotten up there now, where I'm at the point where I see him at the plate, and it's all right. It's probably gonna work out. I'm more. Hey, when he gets a
nice single.
Yeah, he is struggling big.
Well, and he's obviously outwardly frustrated. You know, at the plate. The last at bat last night when the ump took the bat out of his hand. Obviously, it was ball 4. He called it a strike. You know that and we were out of challenges. That carried over into 2 more pitches, and then he thought it was 3 outs, and he took his helmet and his bat down, and he realized, well, it was only 2. Let me get out and I look foolish. Yeah, he's just frustrated. He's frustrated as ever, and rightfully so. I mean, he teases a bit starting out so hot. So, yeah, man, it's painful to watch at times with Christian Walker at the plate.
So there is Ron the Show Hughley stock down for these Stros. It is first baseman Christian Walker. You are tuned in to the Drive, Sterner Hughley, Hump Day Action, Stock Talk, Stock Up, Stock Down. Houston Astros after the big 9-7 win last night over the Yankees. Clint Sterner, for you, stock down for the Stros at the moment.
I'm going to go with the man at the top, man, Jim Crane.
That's probably a good one.
Look, I know there's a lot of folks, probably several folks in this building that have been here for a while with Jim. I'm not one of them. I don't critique every single move that Jim makes. I accept the fact that Jim's not going to sign long-term deals. He's, you know, everything's going to be shorter term. He's not going to give some of our favorite players the monster contracts that they deserve. I've accepted that. I don't like it, but I accept it. And quite frankly, what I live by is I don't need to like it. I need to see the method to the madness. I mean, the guy's won World Series. So, I mean, I accept it for what it is. But I've arrived at Jim Crane's stock being down for, I think, a pretty good reason. And it's the disconnect between the manager, the general manager, the front office, and the owner. It's the vetoing of a trade at the trade deadline just to then turn around and let a trade go through, right? It's waiting until now to fire Dana Brown instead of doing it before the trade deadline if you were going to veto trades and not give him the autonomy to make those decisions, right? It's about allowing your head coach, multiple head coaches now, and your general manager, Dana Brown, to publicly be in different spots with injuries and roster moves and lineups and pitchers that are going to be starters versus bullpen arms, like
differing in the messaging.
Yeah, the bad look. Exactly. Like it's like how long have you sat there? You've watched go through two managers, your general manager and your manager having two different press conferences within 2 minutes of each other and having two different stances,
like very different, not just a little.
Yeah, like, it appears that they're at odds, right? And so I blame all of that on Jim Crane, and I just look. I'm an Astro fan. I want to see these guys win, and I think it's a crying ass shame when you're a professional sports organization and those wires aren't connected. Your manager, your general manager, your front office, your Jeff Bagwells of the world of how consultants or whatever the hell you want to call them, all the way up to the owner. It just blows my mind that is a real thing, and that it was allowed to go on for so long.
Yeah, that being a problem is a problem. Yeah. Needs to be fixed. But we're through the negatives. We got those negatives out of the way. Stock downs. It's time for stock up. This is Stock Up, Stock Down, an Astros edition with the drive. Back to you, Ron, the show. Tell me something good. Stock up for the Houston Astros.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't know if this is a positive, but I'm just going by the place of whose stock is up in the organization. And I think Jeff Bagwell's stock is up.
What an answer.
Once again.
Oh, man. His power to me gets stronger.
Bull market, huh?
Yesterday, Jim Crane, when he spoke to the media, was asked, is Jeff Bagwell a candidate to become the full-time GM? We don't have any candidates at this point. We haven't even started looking. Jeff's in the same role he's always been. He's a senior advisor. And he works with the assistant general managers and myself and assists when necessary. Yeah. He's got more power. I believe if he really wanted it, he could be the general manager to take all the power. But why do that? You have somebody else do a lot of the work that they have to do, and you just come in here and
no blame.
I don't know. I don't know about that. Oh, he's getting the blame.
Not like the level of losing your job.
He ain't getting fired. Yeah. And yeah. Look at it. I feel like his friends have a chance. Brad Ausmus, are you going to take one of these spots? Like, the ladies
would like it.
Yeah, I know they would. But it until he starts stinking. And so I think Jeff Bagwell, he's just gaining more power by the day. That they roll out of here.
That is a hell of an answer for stock up for these Astros, but I
would you be it. Surprised if he didn't hit up Jim at some point and say, hey, man, I think we probably need to cut
no.
with Dana Brown.
Nothing with no. the
that,
power.
That happened in the last week?
With his position, I don't know that Jim Crane makes a decision without, unless Jim Crane's in the building every day and he's already running stuff. I don't know. I mean, that's the one guy that says, like, hey, man, you might as well cut bait with this kid.
I'm not saying it happened, but I'm just saying, would you be surprised? Like, I think he's got that much power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it keeps growing somehow. Anyway, Clint Sterner, put a cap on this thing for us. Stock up for the Astros in your view, Clint.
Jeremy Pena, 2-for-5 last night with a monster bomb to tie the game up late. A couple of good defensive plays. And doing it all in the park of the team that was linked to him leading up to the trade deadline, and I'm sure will be linked to him again this offseason. The Yankees, I just don't know. I don't know that Pena's ever been hotter, but the fact that he's doing it in the building of the team that is damn sure gonna come flirting, gonna come hunting, fishing, makes that stock through the roof right now.
That'll make you holler.
They need him to stay hot, man. They need him to stay hot. Two huge plate appearances yesterday for him that led to tying the game and then scoring a go-ahead run off of Yordan's trip. All right, that is the latest Stock Up, Stock Down. We do it every single Wednesday. And I see some people sending their stock ups and stocks down. We appreciate that. Coming up, as we continue, there's some guys going to fill you in that did not practice today. Spoiler alert, Tank Dell did not step on the field again. We'll let you know the rest, which is starting to mean a little bit more with some of these injuries. And as we said, we're looking at these big three schools. We talked about Arch yesterday, and now U of H fans. Connor Wegman, former Aggie, should be excitement. Do you believe it? Do you believe he can actually get you to a college football playoff? We'll talk about Connor coming up as we continue right here live on The Drive.